Okay, today we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So the Mishnah talks about cases where if you're in one Rishos, you're allowed to move something that's in another Rishos. Because we were just talking about if you're reading a Sefer in one Rishos and the other end rolls out into another Rishos, what you do about that. So says the Mishnah, Ziz Shelifnei Chalon, if there is a little ledge in front of a window and it sticks out more than 10 tefachim above the ground level of the Rishos Rabbim, Nosin Levin, Nosin Menu B'Shabbos, you're allowed to put things down on that ledge in front of your window and take things off of it on Shabbos. Since it's more than 10 tefachim above the level of the Rosh Hashanah, it's not part of the Rosh Hashanah, it's a makom patur. So as long as the people in the house use it, and it's within 3 tefachim of the house, you could view it as just an extension of the house. But if it's something that you're not afraid of it, the bartender points out, if it's something that's very, that if it falls down into the Rosh Hashanah, it would not break, so you're not afraid of it falling into the Rosh Hashanah, then you really shouldn't be moving it around on the ledge, to the ledge, from the ledge, because if it falls into the Rosh Hashanah, we're concerned that you'll just pick it right back up and bring it back into your house. So that would be an issur d'rabbanan, lest you come to be machnis from the Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashanah should the item fall. But if you're dealing with a delicate vase or a glass or something like that, so then you're allowed to do that, because you would never, you'd be super careful not to drop it, and even if you did drop it, it would shatter, and there would be no sense in bringing it back into the house. You could stand in Rosh Hashanah and move things that are in Rosh Hashanah, or you could stand in Rosh Hashanah and move things that are in a Rosh Hashanah, because we're not worried that you're going to bring it to where you are, but that's assuming that you don't need the item where you are standing. If you do need it where you're standing, the Gemara says, then you're not allowed to move it, because then we're afraid that you're going to bring it to where you are. That's the shita, at least, of our Mishnah, that you could stand in one Rishos and move items within the other Rishos by stretching out your hands to the other Rishos. As long as, meaning in the case where you're standing in a Rishos HaYachid and the items are being moved within a Rishos Rabbim, you got to be careful that you don't move them more than 4 Amos, because even if you were in the same Rishos as the item, you would not be allowed to move it more than 4 Amos, because you're not allowed to carry something Dalet Amos in Rishos Rabbim, obviously. So now we move on to Mishnah Hey. So the Mishnah talks about Lo Yamur Adam Bereshus Hayachid V'Yashdin Bereshus Rabbim. Now, instead of talking about physically moving something with your hands, we're saying a person shouldn't stand in Rishus Hayachid and urinate into a Rishus Rabbim. Bereshus Rabbim V'Yashdin Bereshus Hayachid. He shouldn't stand in Rishus Rabbim and urinate into Rishus Hayachid, because you are, so to speak, transferring the urine from one Rishus to the other. Now, the urine is part of your body, so it's wherever you are, but by expelling it from your body, that's an issur d'oraisa of transferring it from being motzi or machnis in one direction or the other. Because since it's in your body, it's considered to be b'makom, it's munach, it's considered to be in a state of hanacha, so therefore it is an akira and a hanacha. It's akira from your body and hanacha, and the Rosh Hashanah where it lands. So it's not only urine, it's other bodily fluids as well. V'chein lo yarok, you shouldn't spit from one Rosh Hashanah to the other. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, af mishenitla shruko bepiv, even when the saliva becomes, collected, gathered in your mouth, where it needs to be spit out, lo yahalicha ba'amos atshiyaruk, you shouldn't walk for amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with saliva that way in your mouth without spitting it out, because once it's ready to be spit out of your mouth, it's not part of your body anymore. So then it's just like you're carrying some foreign substance within your mouth. Meaning, what Abid is saying is, not only are you not allowed to spit saliva from your mouth into another Rosh Hashanah, you're not even allowed to keep it in your mouth as you walk dalet amos in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And therefore it would follow that you're not allowed to walk with gathered saliva in your mouth from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or from Rosh Hashanah to a Rosh Hashanah. So to review what we did today, Mishnah Dalet, we said that if there's a ledge in front of a window and it's more than 10 tefachim off of the ground of the Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to move things on in and off it from your house as long as it's something that's somewhat fragile, and a person can stand in Rosh Hashanah and move things around in Rosh Hashanah or vice versa. You just have to be careful that you're not moving it more than Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that a person should not urinate from one rishos to another by standing in rishos yachad urinating into rishos ram or vice versa, nor should he spit from one rishos to another. And then Rabbi Yehuda had an additional chiddush. Not only can you not expel something from your body from one rishos to another, even if the saliva is gathered in your mouth, you're not allowed to walk with gathered saliva in your mouth. You're not allowed to walk for Amos, or for that matter, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, to walk from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah with gathered saliva in your mouth, because that is considered a malacha of carrying. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav.